the pigeon also. Even though the kohen already used up the money, still the pigeon would be chal. That's Rav Svara. Shmuel Amano, Shmuel Amaloch, Hosam v'yodel akatsha miyachshav. When you go to marry your wife, even though you give her the money and you tell her you first want to be chal l'achash l'ashem yoyim, but if you really want to, it could be chal right now. You could do it right now. So since you could make the kedushin right now, we say you really goma b'daitai, and when you give her the money, you really mean it. But hoch over here by pigeon though, ain't biyode liftoi some yachter. There's no way that you could do the mitzvah right now, because it's before 30 days. Even though you gave the money to the kohen, it's not called like you had gemiras das, like the meister was done completely. It could be a bit chalnaf. You have to wait around, and therefore. Such as for a sintir, you can't be poided right now, so Tanakh said you did a complete maaser right now. Therefore, Shmuel says it's only chal if the money is still around. If the money is not around, it won't be chal. Now the Mor says, V'yaf agav de kaimlon, even though we hold. That's the chol heichot de pligi Rav and Shmuel. Usually when there's a machlej between Rav and Shmuel, Hilchos the karav v'yisurin, it's asking like Rav or the to Issa. Okay, Shmuel bedini, and the gayet to Mamnes, it's asking like Shmuel. Now here really it's a shaila nisurim, like the mice you gave the money to the kohen, and our topic is now was you mekayim the mitzvah or not. So it's a shaila whether the mitzvah was chal. The churish paskin like Rav to say yes, the pigeon is chal. Still hoch yichos the kavos to Shmuel. Still here we paskin like Shmuel that to say no, the pigeon is not chal if the kohen doesn't have the money anymore, used up the money, so the pigeon is not chal liachash leishim yoyim. Tanan learns in our mishnah meis b'teich lamid yoyim. The kid dies within 30 days. Afal pishin nosn l'kohen yachzaloi. Even though you gave the money to kohen, you have to give it back. Yachzal chomesh loyim. So time, what's the reason why the kohen has to give it back? The mace, only because the bechor died. Mashma holo mace benoi. If the bechor did not die, mashma then podri, the pigeon would be chal. And the avamin was, even though the kohen doesn't have the money around anymore. So what's the right to Rav? Gemara says, no. Hocha, but my asking what we're talking about over here, the yisnai lemoyis, only in the case where the money is still around. So if the money is still around, then even Shmuel agrees the pigeon is chal. So what the Mishnah says, the reason why you have to return the money is only because the Bechor died within 30 days. But if he wouldn't have died, then the pigeon would be chal at the end of Shleishim, since the Kohen has the money. Tashma, coming to another case, says now Mishnah, the Ches Keshulay Niftu, that if the father died before the Bechor was 30 days old, so we say, most probably the father was not prayed to the son, until somebody comes and tells the son, Sheniftu, that yes, your father was paid to you. So mashma, if the father gave the money before 30 days, it would be chal the pigeon. I why again? How many years the money's not around? Someone says no, the same thing. Hostam nami, I tell you, the yisnai lemoyis b'nai. We're talking about over there where the money is still around. The yisnai lemoyis b'nai. That's what we're talking about. So that's why the pigeon would be chal. But if the money is not around anymore, we go like Shmuel. The pigeon is not chal. Or says nakvili, toni tona kaimet Rav Yehuda. A Tana learned in front of Yehuda that ha'poides benoi b'teich shloishim yoyim. If somebody's poid his son in the middle of before the kid is 30 days old, so benoi podri that the pidyon is chal. And this omelay Shmuel. Shmuel says, omelay said back to him, Shmuel omelay ain't benoi podri. No, that Shmuel says in such a case there's no, it's not chal the pidyon. The case where the money's not around. V'yata marta benoi podri. You want to tell me the kid is poid even though the money's not around? There was no. Because that's what we said before, that v'yaf agav the kaimlon karav b'yisurik eshmul b'dini, even though usually you're silent in Isurim, like over here in the mitzvah, if you make kind of the mitzvah or not, usually we paskin like Rav, and only by mumness we paskin like Shmuel, but hoch and this shalat pidyon aben, hilchos hakavos de Shmuel, here we paskin like Shmuel. To say if you gave the money to the kohen before your son was 30 days old, and the kohen used up the money, it's not around anymore by the end of 30 days, so the pigeon is not chal, you will not mekayim this mitzvah, pigeon aben, you'll have to give the money a second time to the kohen. Yeah. Then it says in the Mishnah, what's going to be? Who liftois the benoit, liftois? Who cried on the benoit? Case where the father was not prayed himself yet. And the author of the court to be prayed, he goes first. It's my colleague in the Mishnah. So there's a ton of rabbin, like this. Who liftois that the father has a din to be prayed himself? He didn't do it yet. Open that lift us. You also have a bechor. Now, if you pray to your son. So who cried in the benoi? He comes before a son. If you do, I may know. Benoi cried my. The son comes first. You know why? She mitzvosi alaviv. Because the son's mitzvah is chal upon the father. The she mitzvosi means your mitzvah His Olav is upon your father. O mitzvah b'nai Olav, but the mitzvah of your son is upon you. Therefore, take care of your own chiv, take care of the your son's chiv, which is chal upon you first. Take care of that first. Furthermore, explains it's not so simple. Reb Yirmiyahu says like this: Hakol moedim, both of them agree. Hecha delek eluf chom islam. If his father right now only has five slams to his name, Avadin, everybody, even of you, would agree. Who koydim libnai? Avad, you have to be praised to yourself first before you take care of your son. And my time, what's the reason? Because pshita, the mitzvah, the day, odif, the mitzvah, take care of yourself, comes first. So pshita, you have to take care of yourself. Therefore, you should be praised to yourself first. Keep pleading. Where's the machlekes that you did? Rabbi Yehuda said, take care of your son first. That's something like this. Heicha deika chomis mishubedis. You have five sloyim, that's mishubed. Mean that you sold karka. You sold your karka, and those five are the karka you owned originally. Whereas for your pidyon haben for yourself, you own karka, and now you sold it. So the claim wants to come and collect the pidyon haben for yourself, you have the right to take away that karka that you sold mishubadim. But the chomish b'necher, and you also have five sloyim in your pocket. So here's the machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda of our this chiyuv to be paid the benoi, since it says in the Torah like that, it's considered the chayiv ha-tayrum, it's considered like it's written down bishtar, as if we have a shtar here right now. So therefore, Yehuda goes like this, shtar dami, for the day ozav v'torfim m'shabdi, that your chiyuv to be paid to yourself, that your chiyuv was chal as soon as you were b'chor. So when you sold the cock, you already had the chiyuv to be paid to yourself. So the karka you sold, let the kohen come and take it away from the lekuchos to pay for your pidyon haben. Because it's called like you have a shtar. When you have a shtar, you take off from the, you take away from the lekuchos. Uvahani chomish b'necharim, but these five stones that you have in your pocket, that's b'necharim free by you, paruk le'lebrei, that you should go and redeem your son with that. Because if you do it the opposite way around, if you pay with the five sloim you have for yourself, then the kohen cannot take away lekuchos for your son. Because most probably you sold this karka before your son was born. So your son was not mashuved for that karka. Therefore, that's the eitzah that let the kohen collect the five sloim for yourself from the mishabodim, and that you have in your pocket, that gift for your son. But Rabbanan hold no, that milva haksuba batayro is lav kichsuba vishtar domi. The milva that says in the Torah, it's not like it's written in the shtar domi. Therefore, even the chiyah for yourself, your own pidyon haben, a kohen cannot collect from mishabodim. If so, you have five sloim here. That's all that you could pay with. Therefore, mitzvah de yodif and achami. The mitzvah of yourself comes first. You have to take care of yourself first. Another mishnah like this: chomei sloim shel ben. That is the mitzvah to pay five sloim, five shkolim for your bechor is b'mona tzuri. You're supposed to pay it with this mona tzuri. Rashi the more will explain. If you have a shor, your animal that killed an evid, somebody else's evid, you have to pay shloishim shkolim to the yodin. Or else, when the Torah says chamishim shalainis, the man is manas, a girl forces to live with her, or else shal mafat, the man talks her into it. So in those two cases, you have to pay the father 50 shkolim. Or else, when you get married, and then you moiti shemra upon your wife, you say that you didn't find the sulam by her. It's not true. So the Torah says you have to pay your 100 shkolim. So all these chiyuv, the Torah says, you should know kulam b'shekel hakodesh. You have to pay with the shekel hakodesh. B'mona tzuri, the cheshbon of it is b'mona tzuri. Rashi says kulam means b'shekel hakodesh. To have a esrim moyin, it's a 20 moyin. V'yosin moyin shebemoyis, and those 20 moyis is mona tzuri. Remember, forish lomulilim had. I can have to say it a second time now. Again, do the mona tzuri. Now v'kulam niftin the kesev of a shor v'kesev. Chutz mishkolim. All these things, when you have to pay, you pay either with kesef, or else with shavah kesef. You have to give a chamishim. If you're man, it's a girl, you have to pay a chamishim shkolim. So lav davka has to be mamish 50 shkolim. It could even be shavah kesef, also anything that's worth that amount. Chutz mishkolim. But the mitzvah of machzus hashekel, that you have to give an adar, that's the davka you have to give, every Jew has to give a machzus achati shekel. There you can give shavah prut to the worth of it, you have to mamish give a achati shekel. You'll see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, Moni Tzuri. What does the Mishnah mean to say Moni Tzuri? So Rashi says it means Hayotze, the money that goes out, the Medina Tzuri, in this city, Tzuri. The Astela, regular Stela, is Daladuzin. The Azuv, the Mishkal, Zov, Shemishkal Shnei Pshitin Umachta LeMishkal Abarhu.
Yeah.
Skitza Monetsuri. The Gemara says, Omer Rabasi, Monetsho Tsuri. It means to say the mona, this coin, that goes out in this city, Tsuri. Rashi Rami Yom Rashi says, Sell it Tsuri, hai no di. Oh, it's the next Gemara, yeah. So, Rabasi Yoma, Monetsho Tsuri. Rabbi Ami Yoma, he says, Din Ravi. Monetsuri means an Arab or dinner. Rashi says, Rabam Yoma, Sell it Tsuri, hai no. What does that mean? Din Arvi Yishmael, a dinner, an Arab dinner. Rashi says, well, seriously, Shiri, not sure what the Shir is. So, that's the Shuvas Agonim, Sheva Dinu in Amur, Mechol HaShas, Shadina Sheish Mo Kesef, Leitzin Esrim, Shalom Aslam, Bosh and Arvi, Kur, Nesem, Mamagras. A koponim, Tsuri means, according to an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Istiro Sarsoye. A Tsuri means, this coin, Istiro, Rashi says, Sloyim Yushanim, old Sloyim. Dimizdavin timna bedinro, chomish minayeh. Dimizdan, when you sell them, eight of them make up a dinner. These old sloyim, eight of them make up a dinner. Now, out of these type of coins, chomish minayeh lepidin aben, you have to give five of them, five of these type of coins, five of each kolim. That's what the mitzvah pidin aben is. If you have no ma yedin radinus raya. Alright, yeah, stop here. Just thought last Gemara again. The Gemara said like this again, what the Mishnah said again, these Chomis Loim Shaben is the Mona Tsuri. You have to pay with the Mona of Tsuri. So the question is, the Gemara says, Mona Tsuri, what does that mean? So Amr Abasi Vasi said it means Mona Shal Tsuri. Vasi says it means the Mona that they use in Tsuri, in that city in Tsuri, the currency they use there, that's the Mona. So Kitza, the Mona they had there, that was 25 Sela. And the Sela, yeah. Yeah, so that's about a mona. Mona is 25 seller. Ravami, Omar Ravami says, no, dinri arva. It means this dinner that they use by the Arabs, an Arab dinner. That's what it is. That's what mona tsuri means. So Rashi has a cheshbon here, but Taisus says, Taisus learns that Ravasi, Omar, dinri arvi, kleimar, dinner shall arvoi, shove hay sloyim. One dinner, like a silver coin, is worth five sloyim. Shaben, that's how much you have to use for pidyon aben. That's what Rami is saying us, that this Monet Tsuri, the Mishnah means, is a dinner arvi, it's an Arab dinner. Rabbi Chanina Oimer Istiro Sarsio. It's this type of a coin, an old coin of Istiro. In place says the pshat that comes from Suri, it's called Istiro from Suria. So the Mizdavnin Timno Vidinro. That this type of a coin, eight of them are bought for one dinner, for a gold dinner. That's what this coin is. It's Timno Bedinra. Eight of them you get for one dinner of gold. And Chomish Menayu, five of these coins, is a Pidyon Aben. That's the pshat from the Mishnah Monetsuri. It's five of these coins is enough for Pidyon Aben.